This story is headed Upset in Dunmo as effects of new games area are felt. A war of words has broken out between organisation using Dunmo Recreation Ground and the Town Council because of a new multi-use games area. Dunmo Carnival Committee will not be able to hold this year's events in the usual format. It's accused town councillors of ignoring the objections in the Don't Wreck the Rec group and the more than 30 people who wrote written objections to the council's planning application. After hearing the council had been given permission, the committee were told that they would not continue with their existing carnival layout as 50% of main area and stalls area would be a building site. Nicola Inslee, co-chair of the carnival, said, "Carnival will look a little different this year as we have to take into consideration the position of the games area and the associated works. We were disappointed that the council did not reach out to any voluntary groups who organise the many community events that take place on the recreation ground when considering the planning application. These community events support local businesses and raise funds for local charities. This is the very essence of what makes Dunmo a great place to live." She added, "We are working hard with other volunteer groups to ensure that these events continue, but the loss of space certainly does have an impact." Councillor Paul Anderson, chair of the Downs and Commons Committee at the Great Dunmo Town Council, said, "Within the overall project, the town gains a multi-use games area, which will be used primarily for basketball, netball and five-a-side football and as a general play area. We also upgraded the public toilets, including improving disabled access and providing child changing facilities, an improvement that's long overdue. In addition, the council gained some necessary storage, both for the sports equipment used on the recreation ground and new equipment that's required to maintain all the new public open spaces." He added, "The actual land area that will be developed is very small compared to the overall open spaces of the recreation ground. This project has been in discussion and consultation since 2013, and several areas around Dunmo have been considered as possible locations. The one selected by the council provides the best balance between the benefits provided by the facilities and the loss of amenity for other users of the recreation ground. As an expanding town, it is essential that the council provides additional amenities for our residents, especially for our younger residents, and this important project enables us to provide this."